بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، respected elders and dear brothers, yesterday we had mentioned the punishment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had meted out to the Bani Israel for them worshipping that calf in the absence of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And the punishment was that they were required to execute one another, to take the lives of one another. And this would then serve as an atonement for their crime, for their sin that they had committed. And as we had mentioned yesterday, that this punishment commenced until many lives were taken. Some narrations mention up to 70,000 that were executed. And then finally, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam made dua to Allah that if you allow this to continue, then the entire Bani Israel will be annihilated. There will be nobody left. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then allowed the punishment to stop. And whoever was left was also then forgiven. Nevertheless, after this, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was then instructed that choose 70 people from those who remain, from the best of those who remain, the cream of the crop, take 70 of them and bring them to a certain mountain. And here they must show their dedication, their devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they must beg Allah for forgiveness. And this will then become a means of the entire tribe being forgiven. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam does this. وَاخْتَارَ مُوسَى قَوْمَهُ سَبْعِينَ رَجُلًا لِمِيقَاتِنَا. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam selected from his people 70 men to meet us at our appointed place. فَلَمَّا أَخَذَتْهُمُ الرَّجْفَةِ. What happened when these people got there, and then Musa alayhi salatu wasalam began to converse with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that these 70 people then said to him that, O Musa, we are not prepared to continue or to move forward until we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want to see Allah physically in front of us. Of course, this is not going to be possible. But they insisted on this, which is also mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah. لَن نُؤْمِنَ لَكْ حَتَّى نَرَى اللَّهَ جَهْرَةً. That we won't believe in you. We will not have iman in you until we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala openly in front of us. So when they made this demand, Allah caused a tremor to take place, accompanied with a very loud and terrifying sound. And this caused all of them to die on the spot. فَلَمَّا أَخَذَتْهُمُ الرَّجْفَ. So Allah says, when that tremor seized them, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam now turns to Allah. قَالَ رَبِّ لَوْ شِئْتَ أَهْلَكْتَهُمْ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَإِيَّايِ. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam recognizes that if this continues, these 70 people are now killed, and I have to go back to the remainder of the Bani Israel, then they're going to accuse me and say, you took 70 of the best men, and you allowed them to lose their lives, and we have nothing left. So he tells Allah that, O Allah, if you wanted, you would have destroyed these people beforehand. And you could have destroyed me also. In other words, أَتُهْلِكُنَا بِمَا فَعَلَ السُّفَهَاءُ مِنَّا. O Allah, are you going to destroy our entire tribe because of what a few foolish people from amongst us have said or have done? So this was their foolishness, their ignorance, their immaturity, that they asked for this, they asked to see you. But don't destroy us on account of this. And it is mentioned, again in Surah Al-Baqarah, this incident is mentioned, that after this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought these people back to life. ثُمَّ بَعَثْنَاكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَوْتِكُمْ. After having taken their lives, after them passing away, Allah brought them back to life and allowed them to continue living. So this was a special favor that Allah did for Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam then says to Allah, إِنْ هِيَ إِلَّا فِتْنَتُكْ. This is nothing but a test from you. تُضِلُّ بِهَا مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَهْدِي مَنْ تَشَاءُ. O Allah, you mislead whomsoever you wish, and you guide whomsoever you wish. أَنْتَ وَلِيُّنَا. You are our protector. فَاغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْغَافِرِينَ. So forgive us, shower mercy upon us, and you are the best of those who forgive. So this was the culmination of the incident of the worshipping of the calf. This particular incident took place. The 70 people were taken initially. Their lives were taken. Allah brought them back to life. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam then continues his dua to Allah. وَاكْتُبْ لَنَا فِي هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً. He says, O Allah, ordain for us goodness in this world. وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. And in the hereafter also. And this is part of the dua that we generally make. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً. That, O Allah, ordain for us, give us goodness in this world. وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً. And give us goodness in the hereafter. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam made this dua. Inna hudna ilayk. O Allah, we have turned to you in tawbah. So he shows his humility before Allah. Allah then responds to him, qal, عذابي أصيب به من أشاء. Allah says, as far as my punishment is concerned, I will afflict it upon whomsoever I wish. وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ But my mercy encompasses everything. So look at the contrast. Here Allah is speaking about His punishment. I will afflict whoever I wish with it. It will be a select group of people. But my mercy, this encompasses everything. Allah didn't even say everyone. He said it encompasses everything. Living, non-living. Every creation of Allah is under His mercy, is a recipient of His mercy. But now He mentions who will His mercy come to specifically. فَسَأَكْتُبُهَا لِلَّذِينَ يَتَّقُونَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاءَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِآيَاتِنَا يُؤْمِنُونَ Allah says, I will ordain my mercy specifically for those who have taqwa, those who are conscious of me, and they discharge their zakat, and they believe in my signs, in my verses. And who are these people? الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ الرَّسُولَ النَّبِيَّ الْأُمِّي Again, the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam is mentioned. Those who follow the messenger, the unlettered prophet, الَّذِي يَجِدُونَهُ مَكْتُوبًا عِنْدَهُمْ فِي التَّوْرَاةِ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ Whose description they find is written in the Torah and the Injil. And Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam's entire description was mentioned in the Torah and Injil. يَأْمُرُهُمْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ He commands them with goodness. وَيَنْهَاهُمْ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ He forbids them from evil. وَيُحِلُّ لَهُمُ الطَّيِّبَاتِ And He deems lawful for them all wholesome things. وَيُحَرِّمُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْخَبَائِثِ And He makes impure and evil things unlawful for them. وَيَضَعُ عَنْهُمْ إِصْرَهُمْ And He relieves them of all their burdens. وَالْأَغْلَالَ الَّتِي كَانَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ And whatever shackles were placed upon them, He is a means of relieving them from all of these burdens, all of these worries. So this is who Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is. Allah says, فَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِهِ Those who believe in Him, وَعَزَّرُوهُ And support Him, وَنَصَرُوهُ And assist Him, وَاتَّبَعُوا النُّورَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ مَعَهُ And they follow the noor, the light that was sent with Him, meaning the Quran, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ Those are the ones who will be successful. So in the incident of Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, again, the description of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes, and again, praise for the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam comes, that we will be the recipients of the special mercy, of the exclusive mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is Allah's general mercy, which encompasses everything, every creation, but His special mercy comes onto this ummah, provided we fulfill these three conditions. آمَنُوا بِهِ We have iman in Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. عَزَّرُوهُ We support him, meaning we go all out to support his deen, his way of life. وَنَصَرُوهُ We help and assist him and assist in uplifting and upholding his sunnah. And we follow the Quran. Then Allah says we will be successful. Allah give us tawfiq and correct understanding. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ